and you went in to see him and he was sick, you'd say, why haven't you what your medicine?
Why haven't you taken your medicine?
And you say, well, I did.
Take it.
And you say, when?
Oh.
He said, I... You'd say, when did you take it? And you say, well, I...
Took it this morning, a few minutes ago, an hour ago or something like that.
Well, if someone can't hear anything at all, you say he's stoned.
Deaf.
And if you've been working hard, you come in, you come to war, you say, look how I've
sweated or pushed. Look
and
how I'm sweating.
If you had a sore place on your arm, you know, with a core in it,
mm-hmm.
You'd say it was a what?
A boil.
Mm-hmm. Would it make any difference if it had more than one core? Would you still just call it a boil?
A carbuncle.
Call it a carbuncle?
Carbuncle. Something like that's what I've heard them called. The doctor have to cut those cores out. Well, carbuncle. Those things are really bad. They have to go to the doctor and have those cut out most times.
What's the stuff that comes out of the boil?
Pus, a lot of pus.
You ever heard
core.
That? You ever heard that pus call anything else? Like
corruption. Yeah.
Who used that word?
Doctors and nurses and people.
Well, if you had some infection in your hand and it got bigger than it ought to be, you'd say, look how my hand
swollen.
And you say, and it'll probably do what? Some more tomorrow.
It'll swell some more.
And a bee stung me yesterday in my hand.
Swelled.
And what's the stuff that comes out of a blister? You know what I'm talking about? You burn yourself in your stove, you get a blister.
Oh, yeah. Water blister.
Well,
mm-hmm.
What, do you know the best time to cut a blister? You know, to drain it?
As soon as you see it.
Why is that?
Stick a needle in and let the pus or the water out. And then put your antibiotic on it.
Why is that the best time? Do you know?
So it won't spread. Sometimes they'll spread. They get larger.
If somebody came to the door and shot you, you might have a gunshot
wound.
And if you didn't do anything about it, it might get the white, grainy substance around the side of it.
Corruption or...
Well, have you ever heard that call something, you know, they have to be cut out or burned out? Some kind of flesh?
Flesh wound. Get a flesh wound, you have to cut it out. Proud flesh. Proud flesh.
What's that?
Some people call it proud flesh. And what that is, I don't know.
You don't know what that is? But you've heard it?
I've heard it.
Yeah. Well, if you get a cut on your finger, you might go to the medicine chest and get out something with a skull and crossbones on the bottom and to put on it. Dab on it.
Curacone.
Well, would it be something else?
Iodine? Yes, the skull, iodine.
Mm-hmm. And what if you had malaria? What would you take for that? Little white tablets?
Quinine.
And if a man was shot and he didn't recover, you'd say that he...
He died or he passed away.
Is there any other way of saying that?
Kicked the bucket.
Now, what was that?
He passed away, he died.
Or he...
And the last thing I said was he kicked the bucket.
Would you use those at different times?
You would jokingly say that when someone died.
Well, what if it was somebody that everybody was glad to see good? You say, that old skinflint finally?
He finally, he croaked.
And if you didn't know why, you'd say,